Today's reading begins in Joshua, chapter 16, starting in verse 1. The lot came out for the children of Joseph from the Jordan at Jericho, at the waters of Jericho on the east, even the wilderness, going up from Jericho through the hill country to Bethel. It went out from Bethel to Luz, and passed along to the border of the Arkites to Ataroth, and it went down westward to the border of the Japhletites, to the border of Beth-horon the lower, and on to Gezer, and ended at the sea. The children of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, took their inheritance. This was the border of the children of Ephraim according to their families. The border of their inheritance eastward was Ataroth-Adar, to Beth-horon the upper. The border went out westward to Michmethath on the north. The border turned about eastward to Tanah-Shiloh, and passed along it on the east of Janoah. It went down from Janoah to Ataroth, to Narah, reached to Jericho, and went out at the Jordan. From Tapua the border went along westward to the brook of Cana, and ended at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, together with the cities which were set apart for the children of Ephraim in the middle of the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. They didn't drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell in the territory of Ephraim to this day, and have become servants to do forced labor. This was the lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. As for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. So this was for the rest of the children of Manasseh, according to their families. For the children of Abiezer, for the children of Helek, for the children of Asriel, for the children of Shechem, for the children of Hepher, and for the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons but daughters. These are the names of his daughters, Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the princes, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance amongst our brothers." Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance amongst the brothers of their father. 10 parts fell to Manasseh, in addition to the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is beyond the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance amongst his sons. The land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the sons of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethath, which is before Shechem. The border went along to the right hand, to the inhabitants of En-Tapua. The land of Tapua belonged to Manasseh, but Tapua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. The border went down to the brook of Cana, southward of the brook. These cities belonged to Ephraim amongst the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and ended at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was his border. They reached to Asher on the north, and to Issachar on the east. Manasseh had 3 heights in Issachar, in Asher, Beth-Shean, and its towns, and Iblim and its towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Taanach and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns. Yet the children of Manasseh couldn't drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. When the children of Israel had grown strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, and didn't utterly drive them out. The children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given me just 1 lot and 1 part for an inheritance, since we are a numerous people, because the Lord has blessed us so far?" Joshua said to them, "If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest and clear land for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you." The children of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us. All the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both those who are in Beth-shean and its towns, and those who are in the valley of Jezreel." Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, that is, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, "You are a numerous people and have great power. You shall not have 1 lot only, but the hill country shall be yours. Although it is a forest, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they are strong." The whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled themselves together at Shiloh, and set up the tent of meeting there. The land was subdued before them. Seven tribes remained amongst the children of Israel, which had not yet divided their inheritance. Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long will you neglect to go in to possess the land, which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint for yourselves three men from each tribe. I will send them, and they shall arise, walk through the land, and describe it according to their inheritance. Then they shall come to me. They shall divide it into seven portions. Judah shall live in his borders on the south, and the house of Joseph shall live in their borders on the north. You shall survey the land into seven parts, and bring the description here to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. However, the Levites have no portion amongst you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance east of the Jordan, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them." The men arose and went. Joshua commanded those who went to survey the land, saying, "Go walk through the land, survey it, and come again to me. I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh." The men went and passed through the land, and surveyed it by cities into seven portions in a book. They came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh. Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. There Joshua divided the land to the children of Israel according to their divisions. The lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families. The border of their lot went out between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. Their border on the north quarter was from the Jordan. The border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hill country westward. It ended at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. The border passed along from there to Luz, to the side of Luz, also called Bethel, southward. The border went down to Ataroth-Adar, by the mountain that lies on the south of Beth-Horon the lower. The border extended and turned around on the west quarter southward, from the mountain that lies before Beth-Horon southward, and ended at Kiriath-Baal, also called Kiriath-Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. The south quarter was from the farthest part of Kiriath-Jearim. The border went out westward, and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. The border went down to the farthest part of the mountain that lies before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim northward. It went down to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of the Jebusite southward, and went down to En-Rogel. It extended northward, went out at En-Shemesh, and went out to Geliloth, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim. It went down to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. It passed along to the side opposite the Arabah northward, and went down to the Arabah. The border passed along to the side of Beth-Hogla northward, and the border ended at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the south border. The Jordan was its border on the east quarter. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, by the borders around it, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth-Hogla, Emek-Keziz, Beth-Araba, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Ophrah, Chephar-Ammoni, Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages. Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Chephira, Boza, Rechem, Irpeel, Taralah, Zelah, Elath, the Jebusite, also called Jerusalem, Gibeath, and Kariath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to their families. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. He, that is Jesus, entered and was passing through Jericho. There was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, and couldn't because of the crowd, because he was short. He ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." He hurried, came down, and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying, "He has gone in to lodge with a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have wrongfully exacted anything of anyone, I restore four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." As they heard these things, he went on and told a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that God's kingdom would be revealed immediately. He said, therefore, "A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called 10 servants of his and gave them 10 mina coins and told them, "Conduct business until I come." But his citizens hated him and sent an envoy after him, saying, "We don't want this man to reign over us." When he had come back again, having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by conducting business. The first came before him, saying, "Lord, your mina has made 10 more minas." He said to him, "Well done, you good servant. Because you were found faithful with very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities." The second came, saying, "Your mina, Lord, has made 5 minas." So he said to him, "And you are to be over 5 cities." Another came, saying, "Lord, behold, your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief, for I feared you, because you are an exacting man. You take up that which you didn't lay down, and reap that which you didn't sow." He said to him, "Out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I am an exacting man, taking up that which I didn't lay down, and reaping that which I didn't sow. Then why didn't you deposit my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have earned interest on it?" He said to those who stood by, "Take the mina away from him, and give it to him who has the 10 minas." They said to him, "Lord, he has 10 minas. For I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given, but from him who doesn't have, even that which he has will be taken away from him. But bring those enemies of mine who didn't want me to reign over them here, and kill them before me." Psalm 87, beginning in verse 1. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken about you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon amongst those who acknowledge me. Behold, Philistia, Tyre, and also Ethiopia, this one was born there. Yes, of Zion it will be said, "This one and that one was born in her. The Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will count when he writes up the peoples, this one was born there." Those who sing, as well as those who dance, say, "All my springs are in you." Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. Wealth gained dishonestly dwindles away, but he who gathers by hand makes it grow.